Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, what is up? Fashionably late. Fashionably late, on time for me. What's happening, folks? The live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast, brought to you by Blue Frost IT, the managed IT service provider for the Eric Zane Show podcast. So basically, that means that if anything happens with my computers, I reach out to Alan at Blue Frost, and I go, what's up, buddy? Here, check it out. And then he remotes in, it's fixed. It's because I've got a service contract with him. It's like an insurance policy. Because without that, I'm on a tightrope with no net. And if I fall, that means no podcast. And I'm definitely bound to fall one day. So thank God that I have Alan. It's just a handful of dollars each and every month for you and your business. You might want to look into something like this. Having that ready to go, you have basically your own IT department without having to pay, you know, in a huge wage, insurance, and a parking pass. Okay? But that's not all. No. If your business is just in need of a whole new tech upgrade, you know, because tech does have an end-of-life process, just gets a little bit too out of date, everybody's working on slow stuff that doesn't work, you sit down with a complimentary consultation with Alan, and then he's going to tell you, okay, these firewalls are a disaster. The router's a mess. The printer stinks. The monitors are giving everybody cancer, for God's sake. It's time for you to upgrade. Let me price all this out for you. I'll let you know how much it's going to cost you for all the new gear. Okay, great. All right, we'll take it. You buy it all. He installs it all. That's all his baby. Don't let, you know, the guy who works in bookkeeping do it. He's going to screw it all up. Blue Frost IT, the tech experts for all of West Michigan, 616-200-8550. Even if it's something as simple as your home computer, your desktop, your laptop is on the fritz or something like that, they can take care of that too. A quick fix for you, maybe a new hard drive, a solid-state hard drive might do the trick. That's what I did with that laptop that I used on the Great Kidney giveaway. I think it's 10 years old, and I had Alan overhaul it, put in a solid-state hard drive, took it to California with us, and it just crushed it. Thank you, Blue Frost IT. Kent County Health Department, keeping you informed on everything COVID-related, all the information you need about getting the vaccine, accesskent.com/health. We have a mass vaccination test area here in West Michigan that is DeVos Place, and that is involved in this, and all the information about how to get it, where to get it, when to get it is available at accesskent.com/health. There's also testing stations throughout the area, And, you know, this is in this this health department, your health department, for the various audience members, wherever you are, they also have answers for you. So that applies to government agency. AccessKent.com/health. And not a government agency, but still very, very important. BK Guns and Stuff, the gunsmith for the Eric Zane Show podcast. If you want more information about what they do, reach out to them online. Just click on their logo at ericzaneshow.com. And then you can find out what's up. Anywhere in the USA, they service weaponry. It is the 11th of February, 2021. Coming to you from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. The kings of DIY awesomeness in the Northland, the Eric Zane Show podcast begins now. Hey, this is Blue State Rob.
Hey, this is Blue State Rob, and you're listening to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a show hosted by a liberal Republican whose ancestry dates back to the small country of Armenia.
Thank you.
And fueled by bouts of anxiety and adult attention hyperactivity disorder, also known as ADHD. It's not the best, but still better than radio. Anyway, here's your host, Eric Zane.
Thank you, Rob. Hi, Eric, how long are you going to do this? Shut up. I'm having fun. I'm having so much fun. I'm having too much fun to give a crap about anything. My gosh. Today was weird, though, because I sit down here and I'm immediately uncomfortable. And I'm like, this is when I was just like kind of getting the preparations ready for the show. And I'm like, what? This hurts. This is not good. And I realized, you can't see it on the audio podcast, obviously. Well, I didn't have my wrist guard. My wrist guard here for this, whatever it is, it's bugging me. I don't know if it's carpal tunnel or what, but man, if I don't have this thing on, I'm a mess. It's weird because if you were to look at your hand, okay, and then you got the thumb, and then the base of the hand is right at the bottom of the thumb. Opposite that, other side, okay? So on the outside of the hand, right at the base, opposite the thumb, there's like a bone there. You can feel it. Everybody try it right now. You can feel that thing if you really get in there. That's what I rest on this desk here. And just for sitting here hours a day has caused that to be some type of something screwy is going on there. And if I don't have this guard on to protect that, just putting it down on this thing, just resting it, you wouldn't believe how much it hurts. It just sucks, man. And so I'm like sitting here, I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't find the brace. Now, first I go and I look for it and I can't find it. I'm like, uh-oh. So what do I do? What do I have to do? You got to call in the heavy artillery. You got to call in your wife to find stuff for you. If you're like me, you can't find shit. Your stuff's scattered throughout the house. We've covered this many, many times. No matter how hard I try to be organized, it's shit gets scattered. It's everywhere. So I'm sitting here and I call her. I go, honey.
Yes.
Got a problem. What is it? I can't find that brace.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Now, me saying, if you see it, can you bring it up to me? That's me begging for her to stop what she's doing and to go look for it. So if you see it, could you bring it up to me?
Yeah, sure.
Short time later, I go downstairs and because I had to get something. This has all just happened this morning. And I walk downstairs and I see her and she's sitting in the chair and because she has a day off today. It's midwinter break. Got a cup of coffee, dog's on her lap, and I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, come on. And normally you go and you like help me. You're like, oh, Jesus, what are you doing? And I go, yeah, did you happen to see my wrist brace? She goes, no. Well, and I go, you haven't gotten up, have you? And she goes, no. I go, oh, I was hoping you were going to look for it for me. You know? Yeah. And she goes, oh, geez, I got to get up anyway. Look out. Pulls a blanket back. Dog's like, ah, come on. I was getting comfortable. She puts the reclining part of the seat down. And her little size 1 foot shuffles across the kitchen as I then go upstairs. Seated right here. A minute later, I hear these teeny tiny little footfalls getting closer. I take it back. She has a Thunderfoot, too. So between her and her brother and Madison, it's like the Thunderfoot trio. I'm like, what? Could she possibly have? This is probably 1 minute since I approached her in that chair to complain that I cannot find my frickin' wrist guard. I'm not lying. That door opens. You need to put this in places where you know where it's at all the time. Here you go. I found it in the back bathroom. I'm like, oh, shit. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is a regular thing. There are ladies listening right now, significant others, wives, daughters, moms hearing this that are like, yep, that is definitely how it is around this house. He can't find shit. Hang on. I'm in such a good mood today. I'm in a great mood every day. I really am. This is just a fantastic run that we are on the show. And I want to thank you for being part of it. If you don't know, if you're new, if there's by chance a new person actually watching this for the first time, thinking, all right, I can stick with this jackass for a little bit. This is a daily show, okay, where I cover news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Seems to work. It's been 2 years, 1 month, and I think 5 days of doing this. This has been my job in that amount of time. Go figure. I'll just ride this thing out as long until there's just one of you still. It's just you and me talking. And then as soon as the last person leaves, I shut out the lights. I'm like, fuck it. I'm gone. We'll see how far this will take us. It's on Facebook every morning at about this time. The goal was always to start at 8 a.m. Eastern time. Rarely happens. All right, so just you'll know it when it hits. Usually a few minutes after 8. Facebook is brought to you by a great sponsor, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. That is what I would like you to, if you're watching it, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm losing my mind right now. Did you hear that? I think my brain just fell out of my asshole. Share it on Facebook is what I'm trying to say and give me the thumbs up. That would be nice. I appreciate that. Or maybe the mad face. See how many mad faces we can get today. Mad face draws controversy. When people see mad face, they want to know what's up. So everybody within the sound of my voice, give me mad face, okay? One of these days, Facebook's going to add middle finger, okay? Give me mad face on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, it's a Periscope video. Please retweet it with a snarky-ass comment. That seems to be the thing to do. There's only a couple of you that do it, though. Bleeding Heart Brian, on a daily basis, gives me snarky comment. And Sarah Ruch Ruck. She says, you want to listen, yesterday she retweeted the show, the Periscope video. She wrote, you want to listen to an old, you want to listen to an old fat dude who slaps his belly around live, slurs his words, and takes frequent potty breaks? Then this is your guy. Love to hate him. Give him a try. Well done, Sunflower. Ah, I love her soul. She is like a spirit animal. Zaniac Brian retweets on Twitter and writes, have you ever been fired from one of America's top morning radio shows for making terrible jokes? Well, this guy has. Hear more terrible jokes and opinions live Monday through Friday, 8 a.m.-ish. Or download the audio, if you dare, on your favorite podcast platform. Oh, my God. Thank you to all of you. That is very, very sweet. You've done great, great work. Zaniac Brian retweets today's, and he writes, hashtag Morgan did nothing wrong, hashtag Morgan Wall, and I know he doesn't believe that. Writes, why is he still talking about this, and why is there a fight on Facebook about it? Get the answer live. For dumb opinions and some attempt at humor. Oh, my God. Well done. Okay. So there. I'm also there. And if you could also on YouTube, search YouTube. I'm sorry. Search. Damn it. What an idiot. Search Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notification. Thumbs up. And that is brought to you by. Hold on. I forgot one thing. Twitter is brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Thank you. And Facebook. Wait a minute. Damn it. And YouTube is brought to you by F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. I swear I'm not drunk. Oh, my gosh. And then get the audio podcast wherever you download podcasts. Listen at your convenience. Okay. Setting up shop here on the show. We haven't even really officially begun. Oh, my God. So much to talk about today. It's like every day we just reload and fire. Tom Brady. We have got to talk about Tom Brady at the Super Bowl. I am just so delighted with how this all unfolded. There is video of him so drunk, he needs someone to hold him up at the big Super Bowl celebration that they did on a boat. We need to talk about that. It was awesome. There was a Facebook uproar yesterday. It may have been some of the strongest bit of butthurt I have seen from a bunch of crybaby bitches who are the most sensitive people I have ever met in my entire life. And I have met a lot of sensitive people. I had no idea that country music fans were such crybaby bitches. Oh, my God. What a, you cannot, there was a Mojave Desert level of sand in country music fan vaginas yesterday over one joke that I wrote. This was so telling. I cannot, you know, and again, I am in a weird spot. This is why everybody hates me, because I take runs at whoever the fuck I want to take a run at. It has nothing to do with, in on my Facebook page, I took a run at Hillbilly Country Star on one post and Bruce Springsteen on the next post. Okay. Country Star is blue staters. Country Star is red staters. I'm having a terrible time today. Springsteen is blue staters. I'm fucking both these guys. Right in their buttholes, okay, with jokes. And holy shit, so that means, like, I'm kind of like, but I don't give a shit. I'm having too much fun to give a shit what any of you think, okay? This is my job. And so I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't give any fucks and no shits. And I just call it like I see it. Take it or leave it. I don't care either way. I do not care. You do what you got to do. What do you, I mean, seriously, what a bunch of bitches. I cannot wait to get into the butt hurt about all of these assholes on Facebook. Holy shit. Get some fucking thick skin, you child. Holy shit. All right. I need to talk about the cat lawyer. This guy was great. What a scenario. And you can see this video, too. I'll explain what's happening there. Timing was everything. As Mr. Know-It-All, tell everybody how to feel. Bruce Springsteen feels like an idiot today after what we learned yesterday. But is what he did really as bad as it seems? I got more of a problem with him. I don't know. There is a little bit more. I came in pretty hot on it on Springsteen yesterday because, as usual, I had zero details, and I just started attacking the guy. And he's still kind of a bitch. I love Springsteen. I really do. I love his music and his act, you know. I mean, and I think he's a nice guy. He's a little bitchy to me sometimes. But whatever. You know, that's not the end of the world. I still like the guy. But I got to talk about that. Who is Phoebe Bridgers? Well, I love Phoebe Bridgers. I've never heard a word of her music, and I'm a fan of Phoebe Bridgers. We'll talk about her. But first, as I indicated in the tease on the text on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, that the NFK had a wardrobe malfunction. So the other day, I guess, and the NFK, if you don't know, is my brother-in-law, Kevin. And he's known as the NFK. NFK stands for No Filter Kevin. He has a propensity to swear nonstop at just about everything. And so, and kind of, you know, he just has no filter. So No Filter Kevin became the NFK. All right. Here in the great state of Michigan, we just recently lifted the ban on dining. You can go out to a restaurant now. 25% capacity, you know, the whole thing, whatever. You know the drill. Well, it was always a big moment for the NFK and his sister, my wife, to go out once a week to go get a bite to eat. You know, brotherly, sisterly, they go out, play some keno, have some breadsticks, eat a sandwich, have a beer or two, go home. The NFK, this is a big highlight of the week for the guy. He doesn't do a whole lot around here. Okay? They're getting ready to go. And I guess the deal went, the NFK went to the bathroom and then probably peed all over the floor or something, comes walking out, and Diana goes, "Kevy, are you sure you want to wear those pants?" His response, "Fuck, shit, fuck, damn, fucking shit, fuck, damn, fucking pants, shit, fuck, why? Because I can see your ass." "What? Fucking shit, fuck, oh my God, I had no idea, fucking shit, fuck." I don't know how it happened, but the NFK, I don't know if it's a defective pair of Wranglers or what, ripped from, the waist all the way down to the crotch, a huge, like, it almost looks like somebody cut it with scissors. Okay, and he doesn't wear any underwear, so his asshole's actually hanging out of the pants. And so they got a big laugh out of that. And he goes, "Shit, man, I've only had those Wranglers for a month, so we had to throw the pants away." So, all right. Just a another day in the life of the NFK. And I'm like, oh, my God, why did you tell him? You should have kept that quiet. Seriously, we could have had an entirely different level of story if you guys went out to the restaurant with his ass hanging out of the pants. My God. Speaking of the Queen of the Forest, she described to me, she doesn't take any shit whatsoever. She is probably one of the best person to have in the schools because she really lets the she doesn't freak out when it comes to working with the kids. A lot of people that work in the environment that she works in, had this happen to them, may have resulted in a suspension. But the Queen of the Forest is so cool with these students that when they misstep and challenge her, she doesn't overreact. It's probably like she didn't overreact with the NFK, you know? And I think that this all kind of fits together in just a bit of her personality. No names used here. I'm just giving you a scenario that did happen. So she works in an environment with a lot of kids who require a little bit more attention because they might be autistic. They might have something else that makes Diana needs to be in this setting. Now, Diana, as the parapro, she is described as the life raft. I mean, these kids love her so much. She's fair. She's smart. She's patient. She does all these amazing things with the kids. And each and every year, there are new children, new young people who just glom on, gravitate to her. They just connect. You've got young people who don't even speak in some cases, and she's able to just connect on a crazy great level. She's the absolute best at this job, And for years and years and years, all the other educators and teachers have said, oh, my God, if there's ever a day she's not there, it's like, look out, man. Oh, man, the kids are just not happy. This one kid, though, every year there's always a new set of variables. There's a new kid who's always the kid, the one you got to, like, I got my eye on you. And so, but she's really fair with them. And she's telling me that there's a kid who he tends to say whatever he wants to other students. And sometimes she has to, like, correct dude because he's saying things that are a little bit inappropriate. So-and-so, that's not nice. You're going to have to say her sorry. Kids, I got shit. And she's really fair but stern. And the kid was acting up again. And she says, so-and-so, I just want to let you know that if you continue to do this, this, and this, I am going to take away choice time. And that's a big problem. If you take away choice time, that's when you're done with all your things that you need to do. You know, you're trying to provide a regimen and a structure to the person's day, the kid's day. And they get it all done. They can, whatever, look at the iPad, play a game, read, whatever. This kid looks at Diana stone cold in the face and says, you take my choice time and you're effed. Didn't actually say the swear word, but looked at Diana in the face and says, you take my choice time and you're effed. And she didn't overreact because, like I said, she's the best at this. And she just looks at him. She goes, okay, well, unfortunately, you just lost your choice time. And this kid just kind of looked at her and he just kind of shrugged and realized he's screwed. And then that was that. Lesson learned, you know? I wish it was that normal of a reaction. That type of clean-cut reaction. When I was dealing with all of these crybabies on Facebook yesterday. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to tell you about this. That is going to be coming up. But as it stands right now, that is the open of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Again, thank you for taking us a little bit of your time and giving it to me. I appreciate that very much. You guys are the best. And I want to remind you that after this podcast, I do a Patreon podcast. It's kind of like part two. Well, not really. It's 30, 40 minutes more of me doing my thing. Yesterday, we did on the Patreon yesterday was I got my hands on audio of because the Zaniacs, my friends, get together from time to time on the weekend on Zoom and just like a fucking bar. They just hang out and talk and drink. Okay. And one fella, Zaniac Kevin, drank a little. He pulled the old Tom Brady, okay? And I was sent all of the audio, and I went over the audio of him and the things he said with a fine-tooth comb. And I've got a few clips here of what he did. So this was all covered on the Patreon yesterday. The audience, or I should say a handful of the Zaniacs, Pellerito, Josh, Patriot Nick, and Jessica, were peer pressuring him, getting this guy to like bong beers and stay up way too late. And this is a clip of Kevin after they've already made him bong two beers. Listen to the drunk voice here when he is bringing up the possibility of bonging a third beer. Listen, this is stereotypical classic drunk guy voice.
Are we going to beer bong another third beer?
You can actually, it sounds like an actor who's been told to act drunk.
Are we going to beer bong another third beer?
That's Kevin after he bonged a beer.
Are we going to beer bong another third beer?
Okay. That was part of yesterday's Patreon. So, I give you about, I'm not kidding you, about 20 hours of material a week on Patreon, in addition to the free podcast. So if you like this, the Patreon has no ads in it. It's just you and me doing our thing. I have a fee on it. It's $5 or $10 a month. The $5 a month gets you all the audio, the $10 and the archive, the history and the current audio. The $10 a month gets you all of that, plus all of the video and the video archive and the live streams. I prefer that because when I do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with my old radio partner, Ben Glaze, on Fridays, I invite you in if you're watching it live, and you can join us on that show, and we play Bet on Ben. My suggestion is, if you have any thoughts about possibly doing this, and it's okay if you don't, just try it for 1 month. You'll know if you like it or not. If you don't, you can cancel it like 3 days later. And then you get the duration of the month. It just won't renew on you. Okay? And then you're out a handful of bucks and you tried. Or if you're like, I just don't have time, Zane. It's a lot of material. I can't process it all. I get it. But try it. And if you like it, and you think, well, I can listen to this. I'm going to sign up for the year. Because if you sign up for the year, then I'm going to save you 10% on the whole thing. So what is $60 for just the audio, tier one? That's $54. For $120 for the tier two for the year, that's $108. Okay, that's it. That's the hard sell on the Patreon. Thank you. Okay, as I said, this free podcast is made possible by the sponsors. If I'm not selling sponsorships, I cannot do this for a living. So please patronize the sponsors, like Tag Accounting. Their marketing only lasts for just a couple more weeks because we're getting to a point where all the spots are filling up about getting your taxes done, okay? So you got to reach out right now to Tag Accounting from anywhere in the USA. Troy Ginzer at Tag Accounting, certified public accountant, does taxes for you wherever you are in the country, for business or for personal. You can call 616-301-9516, or you can drop an email to Troy at tagcpa.net. That is his website, too. And see for yourself. Troy's done my taxes for years. Thank you, Troy, for letting me talk about you. And he'll get you more money back on your return. Your taxes will be done very, very quickly and with no pain or discomfort of having to do this yourself. That can be a pain in the ass. Very fairly priced and accurate, and you will get more money back on your return with Troy Ginzer doing your taxes. We're 9 days away from the next CPL training class with Prince Arming. That is Saturday, February 20th. Sign up for the class by calling retired U.S. Army Major Steve Prince at 616-204-1705 or go to princearming.com or go to my website and click on his logo. And that'll take you to his Facebook page where you can sign up on the Facebook page under events and pay right there. Okay. It's all taken care of. It's $125 for the class. You don't even need to bring a gun. But you need the class to get the license so you can carry your pistol concealed. All right. Okay. Let's talk about Tom Brady. I got the impression, Tom Brady, it wouldn't surprise me at all. The video that you see of him walking after getting off of the boat and he needs someone to hold him up. It wouldn't surprise me if Tom Brady is the type of guy that had like one, maybe two drinks and got that hammered. You know, this is the TB12. This is the guy who has put nothing but good things into his body for a long, long time, and I'm sure doesn't make it a habit of getting hammered, but I guess this was a reason to celebrate. You know, I was really jealous looking at all of the fun that these rich bastards had. First of all, it's warm Everybody's in T-shirts and shorts and shirts off and bathing suits. It's frickin' Florida. I don't know if they're still in a bubble. I'm guessing not. They don't give a shit about the pandemic. They are partying, and they, and COVID be damned. They don't care anything. These guys, not a care in the world. And it was like a boat parade. So all the people line up on the shores of this channel or this canal or whatever it is. And they're waving at the players, and they got the trophies. So that's it. You know, I don't know how different that is than like a parade on the streets. I don't know how that makes it any better. There's still going to be people lined up waving at them. I'll tell you what, if there's a big spike in cases, it's going to come from the Tampa area, because all these people, they have not cared one bit about COVID. They do not care. You know, the one thing that's more in this country, the one thing that's more important than trying not to die, sports, okay? Sports are more important than you, your mom, your dad, your kids, anybody who's elderly, anybody who's already sick, anybody who's immunocompromised. In America, that is all takes a backseat to sports, and that's just the way it is, okay? You win a national championship, so what? Screw COVID. We're going to go out there. We're going to party. You win the Super Bowl, I don't care about COVID. We're going out to party. You win the World Series, you got the players running on the field with COVID. Who is that redheaded guy that looked like the dude from the Game of Thrones? What's that guy's name? That big, burly dude. He can hit it a mile with the red beard, and he's on the field. And they go, hey, we just found out you got COVID. You got to get out of the game. He leaves the game. They win the World Series. He runs out on the field and starts like coughing on people. Remember that dude, Tormin? Game of Thrones, Wilding? I don't know what the fuck his name is. Doesn't matter. Fuck that guy. Okay. So there you go. Tom Brady, he actually shared the video of himself stumbling back onto land after the parade. In the clip, Brady smiles, gives a little wave to the crowd of reporters as the friend helps him walk by. In the caption of the, because he actually tweeted the video of him, and he looks like a college bro. It's hysterical. I can't believe this guy's 43 years old. Holy shit. He wrote it all like jacked to make it look like he was writing drunk. It said nothing to see here, but it's written as noting to see here, just little the erroneous caps, avocado tequila, Brady wrote in the caption. Earlier in the day, Brady shared a video of himself and his teammates celebrating. And let's see, the Buccaneer players partied on boats in the Hillsborough River in downtown Tampa. At one point, Brady threw the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi trophy, across the water to his teammates. And it's, think about that. If they don't catch that thing and it like tumbles into the frickin' water, some asshole is going to have to go in and get that damn thing. Or maybe it's gone. Cameron Brate caught the trophy, the tight end. On his Instagram stories, Brady shared a video of the toss. Writing in the caption, you can hear Vivi, I guess that's his kid, yelling, Dad, no! Oh, my God. How fun is that? All right. I don't know. I just think it's great. I'm just happy about the whole thing. I would have been happy if Patrick Mahomes won, too. I love that guy. I was reading an article that he was pretty badly beat up in that game. I mean, he was kind of dinged. If you remember earlier in the playoffs, the concussion protocol, they probably softened him up a little. His toe like nearly fell off. I guess his toe was really, really badly hurt somehow. And he might even right now have already undergone surgery for that thing. Had to be repaired. But and then in the game, he just got the hell beat out of him throughout that game. Unbelievable. Okay, let's get to the drama, okay? First of all, I don't often do this, but let's take a look at who's checking out the show right now. I see we got the usual parade of suspects, miscreants, well-wishers, and supporters. Thank you so much. All right. I hope you're all enjoying the show. I'm looking to see if there's any newbies here who are more of these butthurt people because, man, yesterday it was a crazy shit show. I see no new names. I see the usual bunch, the usual handful of well-wishers, friends, and so on. Okay, good. Let's talk about yesterday on Facebook. This was exceptional. Okay, so what started out as, I didn't really think anything about this post, you know, but apparently you cannot make a joke or say anything sideways about anybody like this Morgan Wallen. So all I tweeted and posted on Facebook was country dirtbag Morgan Wallen's record sales go through the roof after dropping N-word. And that there is nothing that is not factual there. Now, I'm guessing that a hillbilly like Morgan Wallen would appreciate being known as a country dirtbag. I mean, as far as dirtbags go, he does display from time to time dirtbag tendencies. How do you argue that? You just got to look at the track record of this guy. I mean, a lot of these country stars are. In my opinion, you're not a real country artist unless you put on display from time to time said dirtbag tendencies. So I was taken back by the amount of grief. Oh, my God. And I have a technique because a lot of these people who are butthurt by this, and it really is crazy to me because, again, I'm kind of like an island, like my dad would say, because I don't really position myself one way or another about things politically. But this, what I said and what is a response, it falls directly on party lines. It seems like the only people that fall in the red state category that just roll with my comments are like the diehards who support this show. Like when I look at the names that are actually listening to the live stream right now, a lot of these people are red staters, and they don't give a shit that I make fun of red staters. They just don't care because they know that that's what I'm supposed to do. That's my job. And I make fun of everybody, including myself. So it is whenever I do something like this, like say something that's just a little bit off the beaten path, then everybody pays attention to it. Because truth be told, when I post just a whatever, picture my dog, or hey, check out these sponsors or something like that, it doesn't get a whole lot of action. But you make one little joke about this bitch and what he said, whatever, and all I said was country dirtbag. That's all I referred to the guy as. And man, you'd have thought that it was like the end of the world. There was so much sand in vaginas. Oh, what a bunch of crybabies. Oh, it was ridiculous. And this is coming from the side of the aisle that Clay, that refers to everybody who's doing what they're doing as a snowflake. You fucking pussies. What a bunch of bitches. Holy shit. This was great. And I'm going to go over some of the high points for you. First of all, I like this. I got this one more than once. Jake Keesgen writes, wow, going along with the rest of the crap media these days, huh, sir? I was like, dude, if you knew anything about me, that is definitely not me. I basically just look at stuff and react quickly. And then if it gets sideways, then I reassess, perhaps. But don't ever confuse me with somebody of doing that. I mean, come on. Fucking grow up. Brandon writes, LMAO coming from the king of D-bags. I'm like, oh, what the? Really? What did I do to become a D-bag? All right, well, it's your opinion. Whatever. You can have it. I don't care. Theron, T-H-E-R-O-N, Theron Barlow writes, I bought more of his songs. The cancel culture is ridiculous, and Republicans are being silenced on social media. See, here's the thing. I make one comment, and then this guy takes it there. It's like, dude, relax. Republicans are being silenced on social media, okay? Even if you say dumb shit doesn't matter. Well, it kind of does, because it isn't so much that people are being silenced. It's just that, you know, there are ramifications to this, and it has to do with, like, who his employer is. If he works for a record company, if the radio stations don't want to be with you, they're not obligated to anything. Just like if I go on here and say crazy shit, Facebook can cancel me. I'm smart enough to not be a dumb shit about it, okay? Whatever. He let it slip his lips, and he got caught for it. So that's the end of it, you know? I mean, there's you can't really you can't tell people how they have to how they mind their business. It's just the way that it's their choice, you know? If he wants to change it, what he needs to do is buy up all the radio stations and buy a record company, and then he can control it. Then it's his, okay? It's, you know, that's the game. Theron continues, his use of the word was not directed towards someone of color. Oh, boy, this guy's getting in the weeds. Besides, we are getting to a time in life where everything is racist. I don't think it is. Pretty pathetic. It's all about control and power. No, it's not. Not at all. Mike writes, okay, now I'm going to come back to Mike's because I have to lay the groundwork before I read Mike's. Jake writes, people make mistakes and learn from them. We are all human. None of us are perfect. Wait, didn't you get dropped from two radio stations? Three, actually. Never mind. Van Andel Arena held your hand through it all. Unliking your page after this one. Oh, Jake Bartholomew. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, that's the only recourse people have against me. Unliking the page. Uh-oh, well, that's your choice. Just like it's everybody's choice to do whatever the fuck they want. Okay, Jake? And that's what people are trying to say to me. They're like, huh, Eric Zane, you are a hypocrite. Why? Well, you got fired. Well, yeah. So, what's that got to do with this? Well, that's just like Morgan Wallen. It is? How the fuck is it like Morgan Wallen? Me getting fired for telling a story about Joel's pants and his shitty shot clocks, that has something to do? How does that fucking equate, you idiot? You're stupid. That's not even... I don't mind you ripping me a new one, but those two things are not alike. Lorenzo wrote, the butthurt is solid in most of these comments. By the way, to Jake, unliking your page after this one, whenever people unlike my page, I get 10 more that like it. So what the fuck do I care? I make sense, okay? That's what people don't like. It bothers them when I make sense because I make them feel very vulnerable about themselves, all right? I speak the truth, and I'm right. Everybody knows it. Just ask Patriot Nick or Rick from TC Paintball or fucking Dirk. You know, these guys know that I'm 100% right all the time. John writes, I remember a time when you made a mistake that cost you your job. And I wrote, exactly. This guy gets it. This idiot thought he painted me in a corner. It's like, well, yeah, I may not have liked that I fucked up, but I pay the price and that's it. You pick up the pieces and you move on. So fuck off. Troy wrote this. And somebody said, I got a mic drop for this one. And I looked at this dude. You ever do that? You like say something nasty about somebody and then you look at their profile picture to see if they look intimidating. This big idiot is, oh my God, you would not believe the amount of steroids this guy puts into his body. He's a big walking muscle with just a little head on top of it. Okay. He's absolutely gigantic. And this is what I said to this fucking monster. Country dirtbag. Wow, EZ. You're a real D-bag. Let me guess. You're trying to jump on the PC bus. Stick to the short bus, Eric Zane. And I wrote, well, if being PC is telling you to go fuck yourself, then yes. And then dude followed it up with, didn't you get fired from the free beer and hot wing show? I take it back. Someone else wrote, didn't Eric Zane get fired from the free beer and hot wing show? Now, at this point, I respond to this dummy. Because, again, people always want to go back to that. It's like, who gives a fuck? That is so not what we're talking about here. That's how these fucking morons play. I point out this guy's a dirtbag. No big deal. I didn't even call him a racist. I just said he's a fucking dirtbag. And then people start going down the road. Oh, yeah, you got fired. You got fired. Well, then I start responding with Eric Zaytunian. And these people are too stupid to know that Eric Zaytunian and Eric Zane are the same guy. And then I wrote, this guy didn't get fired. And I go, yeah, that's what I heard. I wrote under Eric Zaytunian, I think he's into kids. And this guy wrote, oh, see, poor Eric thought this conversation was going to go better, huh? You're a chump. And I wrote, it's me, you idiot. That actually happened more than once. Okay. This guy writes, dirtbag coming from the D-bag that's been fired from two radio stations. Again, you idiots, it's three. Three radio stations, okay? All of them. This guy writes, this is the most reactions and comments Eric Zane has ever got in his posts. He wishes he were popular. True. And then Marty talks about the past. He didn't really say anything bad. I wrote, because he says, hey, man, sorry that you got let go from that. And I wrote, ancient history. I'm happy and doing fine with this. Thank you, though. Rob Payne, somebody had written, he was wrong for using the N-word, but why is he a dirtbag? Actually, this guy named Rob wrote that. He was wrong for using the N-word, but why is he a dirtbag? Carrie, or this person wrote, quote, say that again slowly. This lady wrote, you're kind of a dirtbag yourself, Eric Zane. Guess you're Mr. Perfect, ass clown. And I wrote, hey, now I earned that. Eric writes, funny, some people called you a dirtbag after your crazy rant about the Deltaplex. No, there isn't one person who felt I was a dirtbag for saying that Joel had funny-looking pants and that the shot clocks stink. There is no one who went, that's it. I'm putting my foot down and canceling Eric Zane because he made fun of Joel's stupid shot clocks. So that's just dumb. What a bunch. Let's see. There was a ton of people that went after me. My God. Braden writes this, and then I'll end with this. Didn't Eric Zane get fired for running his mouth? I was amazed by how many people brought that up. It's like, what? So what? And then I answered Braden as Eric Zaytunian. And I wrote, that's the guy. FBHW don't need him anyways. Dude wasn't even funny. I hope he dies. Braden responded with, damn, that's hardcore, LOL. And then I wrote, you idiot, it's me. He wrote, ha, 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 ha. I wrote, ha, 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 ha. He writes, how about some free tickets to a Griffins game? I wrote, there's no fans, you rockhead. There's a pandemic going on. He wrote, you mean to tell me there's no fans in the stands right now? And I wrote, yes. And he wrote, all right, man, I'll stop. I'll leave you alone. LOL, you are a good sport about things. That's cool. And I wrote, that's okay. I signed up for it. You got a lot of people out of that bunch saying it should be okay to say the N-word because black guys say it. Oh, boy. Good luck with that one. This guy, Mike, writes, I love how so many people are trying to roast you, Zane, and you just agree with them. Can't say much if you agree. That's exactly right. That's how you got to handle these people. They try to take you out in some way, shape, or form, and it never works. My skin is as thick as a rhino. You can do whatever you want. Jessica gets it. Jessica something Yugoslavian or something Polish, Jessica Kaznovich. Who here thinks Eric Zane posted this for all these stupid-ass comments? I responded with laughy emojis. She said, reading them is so humorous to me, so I can only assume that they're humoring someone like you. And then I wrote, you're my spirit animal. Andy Anderton agreed. So did the lovely, multi-talented Andrea, who probably agrees with all these red state bitches. Robert says the comments are hilarious. It's all true. What a bunch of fucking crybabies. I would love to fight every single one of you bitches for being such bitches. My God. What an embarrassment to humanity. Oh, you must check this out. Okay, so it's the one where it's Morgan Wallen wearing his sleeveless shit. Looks just like Kenny Powers, by the way. What a thread. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so happy with how that went. You have made my day, you crybaby. Crybaby whores. You're such a bunch of bitches. And I don't give a shit. You have helped me so much with this. Oh, my God. Like I care. What the fuck? I'm having too much fun to care. You dummy. They think they got me. I'm getting all these terrible messages. You wouldn't believe the shit people are saying about me. Over this, because I called this fucking dirtbag a dirtbag. If you got this guy in a room, said, hey, true or false, you're a dirtbag. You go, true. Fuck yeah, I'm a dirtbag. This guy's a dirtbag. He knows it. Look at him. It's okay to be a dirtbag. I'm kind of a dirtbag myself. Who isn't? Holy shit. That was exceptional. That was one of my favorite things I've done in a long, long time. I'm really happy with some of the tips I get from Tyler. Because I meant to do this and I didn't. What the hell?
Facebook fight, Facebook fight. You are wrong and I am right. You are a stupid prick. You can suck my big fat dick. This is another Facebook fight.
Huh? Oh my God. And I even wrote to Stu, and I wrote him a text. I go, I am having so much fun today. Why, man? Why? I go, because I am going online and telling people to actually go fuck themselves. And I could never pull this off when I was on the radio. You can't, okay? When you do that and you work on the radio, then these bitches, these crybaby assholes, they, you know what they do? They tell on you. And I had one dick say, I'm posting all of your comments. I go, who gives a fuck? What are you going to do, send them to my wife? What's she going to do, fire me? Fuck you. So I don't give a shit. This is great. I get to say whatever the fuck I want. So y'all can eat my asshole when I'm shitting. And that's it. Take that. What do you think of that? That's really gross. Okay. On that note, let me help your business. If you are listening to this, you need to have one of these signs behind you. These are all the businesses who, when you call the complaint about me calling you nasty names, are going to tell you to fuck off. Thank you to the sponsors. You too can be on the show and be in front of thousands of people each and every week. I am very fortunate to have you all. I am so happy and thankful for that, to be able to do this unfiltered with no concern about recourse, and basically just trying to keep it real and be as honest about it as I can. You too can be part of the sponsorship army. Eric at ericzaneshow.com. And let me tell you something about my sponsors. I should say my audience, my friends who want me to succeed. They are all in on my sponsors. So if there's a name behind me on a sign or someone I talk about on the show, they commit because they want me to be doing this for a long, long time. So you're kind of part of this family. Okay, that's how we do it. So if you want more information, and it could be a teeny tiny budget or a more elaborate budget, whatever you want, reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox, and I can give you the details about how I can market you and whatever it is you'd like me to tell the world about. Okay? It works. The proof is the army of sponsors behind me who've been with me for, well, this whole time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Joe Martinez at A&E Heating and Cooling is one of those, okay? If you are in West Michigan and your furnace breaks down, you need the heat back on, this is who you call. Now, if you call any person after hours, you're going to have a little bit more of an expense. That's true. I want you to call Joe. You may get bent over the pinata because of the after-hours service call, but that's okay. 616-516-8579. That's who you call. Now, you can also schedule Joe to your house to have him install my new favorite thing known as the Remy Halo. This product is a company called Remy, R-E-M-E, the Halo. He drills a little hole in the plenum, is that what it's called, of your furnace, air conditioner. That's where the air goes through. And it uses reflective electromagnetic energy, a light. When the air and the tiny molecules, viruses, bacteria, pet dander, allergens, pollen, everything terrible, hits the lights. I shit you not. The Remy Halo Induct Air Purifier turns those things that are not good for you, COVID, coronavirus, into hydrogen peroxide plasma. Harmless. Those molecules bunch up till they're big enough to be caught in your furnace filter, and then you throw it away when you change your furnace filter, and then that's that. Your air is cleaner. This is especially important in the wintertime when your home is all shuttered, if you will. The Remy Halo is installed by Joe. Most of the big wigs in town install this for about $1,000. Joe's starting price is $750. You mention me, it's $650. 616-516-8579. You need this device. Have it installed. All the restaurants have put it in as part of their COVID protocol to keep their patrons safe. There was an article about it on Fox 17. I just posted it. That's the Remy Halo. This device. All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Remy. Then there's the car dealership on the show. Sarah Honda. They're in Granville, Michigan. Their website is sarahhondagranville.com. Honda cars are some of the best, longest-running cars in the business. Resale value through the roof. It's hard to buy a certified pre-owned. They got to work hard at Sarah Honda to get certified pre-owned cars because, Honda owners hang on to their cars, man. Go check out the selection in person or online, sarahhondagranville.com. The number one Honda volume dealer in the state of Michigan, in West Michigan. They're located on Kenawa. Right at the Kent-Ottawa County border, Kenawa, right by 44th Street. It's across from that car wash there. There's a Cracker Barrel right next to it. That's Sarah Honda Granville. When you go in, you can talk to anybody, mention my name. But if you happen to run into Cameron or Thad, those are the two dudes who I work with the most. Just mention my name. Say, Eric Zane sent me, man. He loves you guys or whatever. Say something. Use me as a discount. Hey, Eric Zane said I can get a discount. And they're going to go, he did? Yeah. And then whatever. I mean, pull out every tool in your toolbox. Try to get a better deal. That's between you and them. Just mention that you heard it right here on the show. Okay. Remember when this happened?
Are we going to be buying another third beer? I need to go to bed.
Fuck off, I'm hammered.
Fuck off, I'm hammered.
I shouldn't be on the Zoom.
I shouldn't be on the Zoom.
I'm fucking hammered.
Fuck, man. I'm fucking hammered.
You guys are making fun of me on the Zaniac Zoom.
Y'all want to make fun of me when I get fucked on the Zaniac Zoom.
Zaniac Zoom.
Y'all want to make fun of me when I get fucked on the Zaniac Zoom. Are we going to be buying another third beer?
I actually want to play this one clip for you. It's a minute 15. It's and I covered all of this on the Patreon for like half an hour. The first clip, though, it gives you an idea. It's 1 minute, 15 seconds long. It's these four troublemakers, Josh, Patriot Nick, Jessica, and the crown prince of troublemaking, the instigator, Pellerito. Pellerito is the number one instigator. He sneaks up on you. All Kevin wants to do is go to bed, okay? But Pellerito peer pressures him into it, and then he realizes that he'll do whatever they tell him to do, because the next thing you know it, where he was going to bed, now he's suddenly beer bonging a beer, and these guys think it's so hilarious. Check this out.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to bed.
Good night. Oh, you baby. You going to bed already?
I'm fucking hammered.
Kevin,
it's 1:30, dude.
All right. The
bar's still open.
Whatever. I'll go open another beer.
You see how easy that was?
Fucking
no, let's close the meeting now. Once he cracks a beer, we'll all leave.
He could crack. I was like, I'm gonna fuck off. See you later.
It's all my fault.
Now he's doing
it's all
it.
Your fault.
He's doing it.
He's gonna be blackout drunk. He's gonna pass out at
you. Hey,
chug
fault.
It. Beer bong it.
No beer bongs. No beer bongs.
That's all junk,
Kevin.
Man.
Grab it.
He said no beer bongs, but he does.
Sharp knife, tip that can up, and then stab a hole
Why
in the top.
You guys.
Chug that motherfucker.
He's gonna be shit-faced. He does whatever we ask.
Kevin, I want you to go.
Kevin, go in there and molest your mom.
What the fuck, Mike?
Whatever we ask.
Are you guys?
Go in there and molest your mom. Because Kevin lives with his mom. Fuck, can you imagine her? Son of a bitch. Oh, my God. All right. I've thought about it, Zaniacs. That, out of all the, this has happened many times. There was the Stevie drunk audio. There was the Kenny drunk audio. There was the Patriot Nick drunk audio. And now this. This was the most hilarious of all of them. They were all hilarious. But this one, I think, is my favorite. This one has been my favorite because of all those moments.
Are we going to beer bong another third beer?
Oh, my gosh. Just awesome. You guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a bunch. Okay. Guess what? I need to take a pee. Yeah. Need to take a pee. Yeah. So I'm going to take a quick break. Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Back in a minute. Taking a pee. On the audio podcast, I always forget to mention this. It won't seem like it took me any time because I'm going to edit it out. So for you enjoying the show, hold that thought. I'll be right back. Yeah, if you're wondering why Madison's in here, she's leaving for a couple of days, so she wanted to say goodbye to the dog. Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
She loves you. Take a look at her shirt. Show everybody your shirt. You know, do you know the lead singer of that band?
Yes.
What's his name?
Hold on a second. Grab the microphone.
So, didn't you tell me you watched that movie called The Dirt?
Multiple times.
You gotta like
multiple times.
Is it a good film?
Yeah, but I don't want you to watch it because weird things happen and then
you don't want
you'll know that I've watched it.
Yeah. So when you say weird things, is it like the band's doing drugs or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and others.
Yeah.
Other things.
So yeah, I'm thinking that it's like a sexually graphic show. Is that what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely don't want to watch it.
I mean, it's a good movie. It's good.
Yeah.
I
So as soon as you watched it and you saw that, I mean, because so if I watch it and then if I suddenly say, hey, I want to talk to you about this part and start talking about the bad parts, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't like that. Please don't do that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely not going to watch it.
Well, I mean, I recommend it, but just don't talk to me about it.
Nah, I don't even like that. No, I don't want to know what you've seen. I don't want to know what you've seen. Okay.
Okay.
Well, have a good time with your mother.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you sleep with him, please?
Yeah, you can sleep in my bed. Yep. Little Brucey. Okay.
I love
All
you.
Right, love you too. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. I saw the first 2 minutes of The Dirt. It was awful. I don't have the heart to tell her that, and I saw that. Really screwed up. Really, really screwed up. Yeah. There's a cameo that exists. If you go to cameo.com/Eric Zane of my reaction of watching the first 2 minutes of The Dirt, which features just a crazy ass scene at a party. Oh man. All right. Damn it. I can't. Thanks, Mike. It's all your fault. Jackass. All right. All these folks like, hey, Kent, what are you doing? Kent writes, did you know Tommy Lee can make women squirt? What the? Adam the Odd noticed it. He says, black eyeliner. Oh, no, Zane, it's the rock and roll. No, you're right. That's what she's doing. She's in that phase. Dirk says, you two should have a bonding moment and watch it together. No! Kent dropped the E at a U. Says, cannot recommend Dirk's suggestion more. Kenny, always the troublemaker, and then Kenny's the troublemaker who causes the trouble, and then goes, what, man, oh, and then someone tell Maddie to go to Cameo. Yeah, leave her alone, you fucking idiots. What the fuck? Damn it. Why do I have such hilarious audience members? You jackasses. Let's talk about the lawyer who was doing the Zoom court case with the judge or whatever. You had like a district attorney, you had like the judge, and then you had the guy, the lawyer, on a Zoom. And he was using a computer, I think was someone else's, and the filter was on the Zoom of Kat. So the guy's talking, and it's a Kat doing the talking. In this court case, they covered it on the Today Show. They even talked to the guy.
We're bringing back the old Daily Click for this one. You may have seen Carson the term cat lawyer trending on Twitter overnight, and it's all thanks to a viral video. If you haven't seen it, check out what happened when an attorney showed up to Zoom court.
Okay. Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat. That is...
joining us now is attorney Rod Ponton. Mr.
Ponton,
good morning to you.
He's not a cat. He's not a cat.
You know, when did you first yesterday realize that you owned the internet?
I was having lunch after that hearing, and I was wondering why my phone was blowing up with calls from around the country and around the world. I didn't know if I was in trouble or what was going on, but I finally figured it out. I got as big a laugh out of it as everybody else.
Oh, we needed the laugh yesterday, Mr. Ponton. And walk us through what happened, that filter. How did that get up there, and did you ever figure out how to get it off?
I had to get the judge's help to get it off. I was a county attorney in a very large county, the fourth largest county in Texas.
Somebody needs to buy this guy a fucking microphone. I hate that echo sound.
Come to a city of Presidio, to a remote city, to do some business. And so I was using my secretary's computer. She's got a young daughter, and I don't know how the filter got on there.
We've all been there.
It could have been a unicorn.
Can you control it? Can you be a cat right now? Can you become a cat right now? Do you know how to turn it on?
Awkward.
So I don't have the filter on right now, but
okay.
It's certainly...
No, you idiot. I just told you it was my assistant's computer. Why would you ask me that question?
Made my day.
Well, ours too.
It made a lot of people's... where are my quotes? There were some great quotes online. People were so relieved. Other lawyers were thanking you, saying basically... Oh, there you go.
Hey, Ron. Hey. You can see Alan Hoda, Mr.
They're showing their... What, Al's got a stupid cat on his head now.
Ponton, yeah. Now they have their cat filters on.
Uh-huh. People were amazed.
Did he have to finish the meeting, though? That's what I want to know. Did you actually have to... Because we only saw a little bit of it, and I don't think he said... That's the question. Did you ever figure it out so that if he did say it, I didn't hear it?
Mr. Pondit, you were still ready to litigate that case as a cat. You were prepared to move on. Is that true?
I was. Meow, meow, meow. It can happen to anybody.
All right, now it's ruined.
But yesterday, that ain't sure happened to me.
Well,
this is fun.
Poor secretary.
Ron, it's fun. It's real fun to
it's
do.
It's been a long year, and you provided all of us with a much-needed smile
right.
yesterday.
Yeah, whatever. So he won the internet. Everybody's talking about the, what do you call it? All the legal shit going on with Trump yesterday. This is, see, of all the times that you want him unsilenced, now's the time that you want him unsilenced. They covered a lot of ground yesterday, laying out their case to get to have Trump, be impeached, to be convicted. This is the type of thing that you know he's watching that shit, and they should have fucking given him a day pass or something on social media so we could have seen the shit storm that he would have tweeted out. Oh, my God. All right, you got 24 hours. Do your thing. Just to see the responses. I mean, think about our entertainment level here. You got to unneuter the guy just so we can pay attention to the stupidity of all the things going on. My God, what a day. All right. Okay. Next. Yesterday, the story after the free podcast ended about Bruce Springsteen got popped for a DWI, and I don't know if that's necessarily true. Because a DWI, driving while intoxicated, is much more serious than driving under the influence, if I'm not mistaken. Is a DWI worse than a DUI? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, well, it's just typically a DWI is more severe than a DUI, a DUI, as it signals higher levels of intoxication. And a DWI will have harsher penalties. So it's reported that Bruce Springsteen has got a DWI, was arrested for reckless driving or something like that in the highlands of New Jersey over by Sandy Hook. There's a park there, Jersey kind of right at the bottom of Raritan Bay. It's kind of like this park, and a lot of the ferries take off there and go across the bay to New York and stuff like that. It's great. There's nobody out there usually this time of the year, well, especially November when this all happened, and definitely now. Yeah, the word was that Springsteen got popped for a DWI, and the headline in the New York Post, I was jealous because it said Blunder Road, which is just hysterical. You love the New York Post and their headlines. But so I was quick to jump on with, it's kind of annoying when you've got somebody who is telling all Americans that we need to be friends and get along and we got to do this and we got to look out for each other and we got to be responsible and all this shit. And here he is. He can't even stay sober enough to drive. I was under the impression that the dude's bombed And then that's what happened. I don't know any of the details. That's all I needed to see. And I guess technically it's true. I think my only problem with this story now is I'm a little concerned with how it happened in November and nobody found out about it. I think he might have had some New Jersey home cooking working there. Somebody might have done him a favor. Or somebody knew about it and waited until after the commercial to say it. I don't know. Maybe he kept it quiet. But the timing looks weird because you got this commercial of him saying, all right, we got to be friends here. That's right. Yeah, Nebraska. My city's in ruins. Asbury Park. Shit, yeah. Hold my hand, America. Red state, blue state, reunited. Fuck the UP on the map and drive a Jeep. Yeah, in the center of the country. Thunder Road. And then he's busted for a DWI. It's learned that before the commercial hit, he was busted for a DWI in November. All right. But here's what happened. Springsteen is riding his motorcycle in this kind of secluded park area of the Highlands, Sandy Hook area of New Jersey. And people notice it's him on the motorcycle, and a bunch of people are on this. I tell you, this is how it is there in New Jersey. It's like they can spot him a mile away, and they chase him down. And he's always been very affable and friendly with people, so he notices people are waving at him. So what does he do? He pulls his motorcycle around, pulls over and goes, hey, everybody, how you doing? Hey, it's me. Come on, let's pick up some soil and rub it between our hands, and let's get all along and reunited States of America. And they're like, oh, my God, it's Springsteen. Holy shit. And they take pictures, and then somebody pulls out a bottle of tequila, okay, or something, whiskey, tequila, doesn't matter. And they go, hey, Bruce, you want to do a shot? We can have a shot. And he's like, hell yeah, man, give me a shot. This is like 12 miles from his home. He lives right over in the next town, Colts Neck. Really nice, affluent part of the state. So pour him a shot. Knocks it back. All right, guys, love you. God bless you. Thanks a lot. Smell you later. And he drives off. That's it. A cop was watching the whole thing. Like, with binoculars? I don't know. But the whole thing was watched. So, says here, Bruce stopped, took the pictures. Then a fan offered him a shot of liquor, which he took while sitting on his bike, which was stationary. According to the source, park police saw what happened. They immediately pulled Springsteen over as he drove away. New York Post has not been able to immediately verify this account with law enforcement. He was charged with, he blew a .02. Either he blew it or they tested his blood. Now, .08 is the legal limit in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on a minute here. New Jersey legal limit. State of New Jersey, a person is guilty of drunk driving if he or she operates a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08% or greater. Well, he's not drunk. What the fuck is this? Asbury Park Press reported Springsteen's blood alcohol content was 0.02, just a quarter of New Jersey's legal limit when he was arrested. I didn't have to look it up. It's written right there. It's calling into question why he was charged with DWI. And why the reckless... What is going on here? That is very strange. So, I don't know if it's what it seems to be. Charges were first reported Wednesday by TMZ. Because the arrest took place on federal land, the case will be heard in federal court. Nobody has any details. Nobody's saying a word about this. This sounds like a little bit of bullshit to me on what he actually did. I don't think he was. How can you be charged with a DWI when you're not drunk? He could have knocked back three more shots and then maybe. But come on. That's a little weird to me. But still, it's still fun to talk about Springsteen being the guy telling everybody to get along, and then meanwhile, he has to face the music on a DWI. Holy crap. There you go. More on that story, I'm sure. Okay. Sign up for me on Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. Please do not suggest to Madison to watch the cameos. For any of you people that are friends of hers, what is wrong with this mouse? Cameo.com/Eric Zane on your laptop or your desktop, or just download the Cameo app and hire me for Valentine's Day. A grand total of zero of you have taken me up on that. I think I might have one. Lisa might be doing that. But let me be the Valentine message to that someone special. I swear to God, I'll do a bang-up job. I won't even roast you. You tell me what you want me to talk about, how nice or mean you want it to be. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. It'll set you back only $15, $15.99, I think, to be exact. So there you go, cameo.com/Eric Zane. I've got a fitness facility I want you to check out if you are in the neighborhood of Byron Center, Michigan. It's called F45, and boy, is F45 sensational. That's a national brand, by the way, but the brother-sister team of Mark and Charmaine run the F45 in beautiful Byron Center, Michigan, right next to where the Family Fair is, that shopping center. You can't miss it. Bang on their door and check out 1 week free of what they do, and you can work out for that whole week for free. Just go to F45training.com/Byron Center, okay? They are awesome. You will get a great workout, man, and you've got, by the way, zero COVID cases there in their history. They've only been open for 6 months. And zero contact tracing needed. They do an amazing job of keeping that place sanitized and keeping you socially distant. Okay? Thank you, F45, Byron Center, Michigan. Please mention me when you bang on their door, as I encourage you to do with all of the sponsors, just like the friendly and fantastic Mario Flores of the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. You can get a mortgage for under 2% these days. That's true. 1.99. Now, you got to have the best damn credit going. Not everybody's going to get that, okay? And not every mortgage person wants to not only work with someone with great credit who can get a ton of mortgage power behind them. Not every mortgage person wants to work with the person who doesn't have as great a credit. They're like, oh, God, this guy's going to get a $150,000 mortgage. That barely helps me at all. Mario does it all. Because he was in that boat. He wants to make sure. And he also knows that when his clients who have a very teeny tiny mortgage because they have a credit issue, eventually they're going to figure it out and have better credit and get a bigger mortgage. He wants to be that guy. That's why he does all this groundwork and helps you navigate those difficult spots. There is no dumb question with Mario. Reach out to Mario at 231-332-6505. Get out from under the rock of paying rent to some slumlord, for God's sake. And call on Mario. 231-332-6505. Who the hell's Phoebe Bridges? Bridgers. I don't even know her name. I haven't even checked out a lick of her music. I was too engaged in the story. I think she's kind of a rock chick. She just appeared the other night on Saturday Night Live with a band consisting of her, included seven members. I see three guitars, a couple of horns, four guitars, a couple of horns, a drum. They're all dressed in silly gear. And then she, the 26-year-old, when she got done playing her song, I'm just impressed there's instruments in the band, for God's sake, these days. That's nice, you know? I'd play it, but I'd get a YouTube ticket. I'll check it out. I'm guessing Kenny probably thinks it sucks, but who cares about him? But anyway, she's doing her thing, and then she gets done with her song that she played, and she pulled the old Kurt Cobain, Pete Townsend, Jimi Hendrix, destroyed the guitar. Now, truth be told, I think you got to earn that right. You got to be somebody to smash a guitar. I think that is a statement move, but it has to be done by the right person. Can she pull it off? I don't know about that, but she sure tried. That should be it, right? You know, she tried to. Smashing a guitar is as American as fucking apple pie. Well, hell, it's more than that. Pete Townsend, he's not an American. No big deal. I don't care. To me, that sometimes the art form calls for smashing the guitar. That is a statement as old as rock and roll. I fully support the smashing of the guitar. Okay, when you start bitching about the smashing of the guitar, first of all, you look at all the other ones who did it, and it opens up the door because she's a chick that people are like, oh, man, yeah, sure, it's okay for a guy to do it, not okay for a girl to do it. So it's like, ah, fuck, you see what you did? You had to complain. Somebody had to complain, and now here we are having to pick up the pieces with this bullshit. We don't want to have this argument, do we? Who gives a shit? She smashed the guitar. Of all the people to step, this guy is a classic bitch. And she says that too. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This guy's been a pain in the ass for a long, long time. Somebody pointed out to him on Twitter that she smashed it. She smashed the guitar. And then 79-year-old David Crosby responded with pathetic. He's also the guy who referred to Eddie Van Halen's music as not for him, but good. And he doesn't like it when anybody smashes a guitar. So he said that was pathetic. She responded by calling him a little bitch. Yes. How about that? And thus it's on. You know what I freaking love? I love it when people like David Crosby or people who bust me on Facebook come after me with something, because I'm always, and she is too, okay, if you start the fight, I am coming in swinging hard, and I'm going to hit you back twice as hard. Okay, now that might be on in this setting or in a fucking fist fight. I might not win, but I'm going to hit you back. She did that, and I love it. So David Crosby says, pathetic. She writes, little bitch. That's it, man. Drop the mic. It's over. And then Crosby says, yeah, guitars are for playing, making music, man, not stupidly bashing them on a fake monitor for childish stage drama. I do not give a flying F if others have done it before. It's all stupid. And then he wrote, it's what someone wrote. I never understood the smashing of guitars or any instrument. What is the point? And David said, yeah, man, it's what you do if you can't write. And then you know what? Third man into the ring, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He wrote, Jimi Hendrix couldn't write. Oh, fuck you. Yes. And then someone posted a picture and tweeted it at David Crosby of a bunch of guitars. And the guy says, I could not bring myself to smashing any of my guitars. I cherish them. Crosby's like, they are not toys or props. We who've played them for our whole lives try to treat them with respect. Yep. So now it's on. And then someone wrote, you must be talking about SNL. That was no doubt the worst live performance I've ever seen. Again, I haven't seen it. I don't care. Crosby wrote, I am told that wasn't a very good night for her, and she's really quite good. What a condescending prick. I could not see it or hear it then. The skeleton costumes were kind of distracting as well. What the fuck, Crosby, you asshole? This guy performed at Woodstock. What the fuck? Who the fuck you think you are telling people how to act and when it comes to rock and roll? It's a pure art form. It's a, you know, look, Kenny's music that he listens to, that shit, it's shit, but it's still an art form. It's a very pure art form, okay? One that they own, you fucking dummy. Man. So this went on back and forth between them. I love that the 26-year-old chick referred to 79-year-old David Crosby as a little bitch. Oh, man, that is great. Okay, her name is Phoebe Bridgers. I'm going to check that out. I hope it doesn't suck. I hope it's not terrible. Kenny, who's a terrible critic, wrote, I actually saw their first song, kept wondering who it was and why they were on SNL. It was boring. Yeah, but you're horrible. You're the worst fucking judge of this. Yeah, I can't. You just cannot trust Kenny. If Kenny says something about music or anything, it's usually terrible. Occasionally, he'll do okay. Like, he'll recommend something to watch. I'm like, all right, I guess. But musically, it's just icky. It's so bad. He says, I'm not wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, in attendance is one Joey Williamson. In fact, he has his comment right here. Joey says, a female smashed a guitar and people are upset about it. What has the world come to? Ha ha. Okay, now Joey, I just posted a podcast I did with Joey, who is a sports blogger, wrestling blogger, and also a mouthpiece for congenital heart defects. And he reached out to me and said, hey, man, can you talk about this? And this is Congenital Heart Defect Week through the 14th, and the whole month as well is a big week for heart health. He has a congenital heart defect, actually two of them, and he's been through the ringer with that. And so what he's done, though, over the years is as he's gotten older, not that he's an old man, he's in his 30s, he's been kind of like a mouthpiece for congenital heart defects and building awareness about this. And so that was the point of the conversation, amongst other things. Plus, he was just cool to talk to. So had a long talk with him. I posted a video of it on Facebook and YouTube. And we had a great conversation. And then I also posted an audio podcast about it. It was just a fun conversation, very informative. And I posted some links to some of the things that he talks about. So thanks again for reaching out to me, Joey. That was great, man. You're a good dude. I enjoy the conversation. Pals for life. I meant that. Tony writes, are people really fighting about this? Phoebe Bridgers, y'all need new hobbies. I agree that a guitar should be treated with respect, but do with it what you wish with your equipment, fucking babies. Well, I mean, and it's smashing it, man. I mean, you think about some of the people who have smashed guitars, and if you're her, I did not know of, this is why it works. This is why this is smart. I had never heard of her. The story made me aware of her, okay? That's what I'm talking about. That's why that's good. People know what they're doing. Some of the most memorable instruments in rock have been beat to hell, Dirk writes. Eddie Van Halen's red, black, and white striped guitar, Frankenstrat, is one of them. That might be in the Smithsonian, I think. You're absolutely right about that. That is going to do it for a Thursday edition of the Eric St. Joe podcast. Hold on. I didn't really have a email of the day. Gino Carano canceled from The Mandalorian. What's up with that? What happened? Is she the big chick? Yeah, she's the big girl. Thank you, Dirk. This just came in. Lucasfilms parts with The Mandalorian's Gina Carano. What did she do? Lucasfilm has released the following statement. Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilms any longer. There are no plans for her to be in the future. Uh-oh. What was the straw that broke the camel's back? Carano recently wrote an Instagram post comparing being a Republican in the United... Uh-oh, here we go. Being a Republican in the United States to being a Jewish person in Nazi Germany. You see, what... I'll make sure to point out that Gina Carano wrote, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors. Oh, no. Even by children, because history is edited. Most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up the... Oh, no. I'll let you read. I don't want to go down this road. So she's fucked. Boy, that was quick. When did this all start? I can't believe she fucked this up. Cara Dune is no more. How can people be so stupid? Oh. Yeah, you can't say that, you idiot. No, yeah, cancel that dumb bitch's ass. Oh, all right, yeah, I got to read the whole thing. I hate to read it, but I got to. She said, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors. even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to that the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? Oh, my God. You idiot. You're so fucked. And then the hashtag fire Gina Carano started a trend. Gained momentum until Lucasfilm said, ah, look, we got not okay. Cue the people that say free speech, man, free speech. It's a free speech. Yeah, Lucasfilm's not the government, you idiot. Oh, my God. You're so dead. Career suicide. Why? Why do you do this to yourselves? This is what I'm talking about. You got to turn down the heat, man. Oh, you idiot. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. What a dumbass. Oh, too bad. It was a great character, too. She was so hot. So damn hot, too. My God, what a jackass. Why would you say that? You ruined it. You fucked it all up. How could you do that to yourself, you idiot? Oh. All right, folks, that's going to do it. I appreciate you. That'll be the email of the day. Hold on. Hold on. I didn't even do the email. Fuck. Hold on. Joey writes, this is your email of the day brought to you by Forever Lawn West Michigan, online at foreverlawn.com/WMI. Joey Williamson writes, I heard you mention the UP. You know why people always leave out the UP? Because they don't have enough brains to realize how great the UP really is. I disagree with that, Joey. I think it was important to leave it off of the map, and I think that we should continue to do that because nobody wants to hang with those people up there. That's a joke, all right? Everybody shut up. All right, thanks a lot, folks. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks again on the Patreon. I'll talk to you over there. Bye-bye.